Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Again, I'm not sure how this works in any other part of the world. At my university, we have a student-elected body of representatives called the Union. It's a quasi-political body, elected from the student body and meant to represent the student body as a whole. However, I have doubts about their ability to represent me and any other mature student at that university. Let me begin by saying that this year's president likes to be called gravy. The behaviour of the union on the whole reflects this level of maturity. This year I ran for the office. I promised someone that I would run. A random meeting with next year's president and a rant about how ineffectual I thought the union was brought this about, and I must say my mates gave me a lot of support. However, I didn't make the effort to canvass. I didn't want the position. Yes, if more mature and experienced people don't join, what hope is there of this body being more representative? I should feel worse than I do about my lax efforts, but there is no way in the world I could sit in an office with these people without ranting and raving at them. How can a body of 19 and 20-year-olds represent a student body that ranges from 18 to 80? In the UK, more and more mature students are returning to study every year. If the body that is meant to represent them discusses issues like the ethics of every single product in the union shop, or whether or not allowing Al-Qaeda to operate from the university is discrimination or not, they're simply not represented. How can I present problems specific to a mature student to someone with little or no life experience themselves? This became evident in a short time, and I did not actually take any notice of the elections because these were not elections based on any kind of merit, but on how popular someone is, or how much attention they can draw to themselves during the elections by dressing up. When I see taxpayers' money wasted on these things, and yes, it is that money that is used, it makes me see red. The union has a very important job to do, and unfortunately, it does not do it very well at all. The union would perform better as a non-elected body where people with experiences of issues and methods do the work, rather than young and inexperienced people who want nothing more than a jolly good time with their mates and something to put in their CV. I have overheard some people talking about this on occasions. They think that there is something wrong with the situation. In my opinion, there's definitely something wrong with it. I never thought that this was what university would be about. I'm there for a reason, to learn. I sold my house to finance this degree. It's a pretty major commitment for me, so of course I'm going to take it seriously. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Again, I'm not sure how this works in any other part of the world. At my university, we have a student-elected body of representatives called the Union. It's a quasi-political body, elected from the student body and meant to represent the student body as a whole. However, I have doubts about their ability to represent me and any other mature student at that university. Let me begin by saying that this year's president likes to be called gravy. The behaviour of the Union on the whole reflects this level of maturity. This year I ran for the office. I promised someone that I would run. A random meeting with next year's president and a rant about how ineffectual I thought the Union was brought this about, and I must say my mates gave me a lot of support. However, I didn't make the effort to canvass. I didn't want the position. Yes, if more mature and experienced people don't join, what hope is there of this body being more representative? I should feel worse than I do about my lax efforts, but there is no way in the world I could sit in an office with these people without ranting and raving at them. How can a body of 19 and 20-year-olds represent a student body that ranges from 18 to 80? In the UK, more and more mature students are returning to study every year. If the body that is meant to represent them discusses issues like the ethics of every single product in the Union shop, or whether or not allowing Al-Qaeda to operate from the university is discrimination or not, they're simply not represented. How can I present problems specific to a mature student to someone with little or no life experience themselves? This became evident in a short time, and I did not actually take any notice of the elections because these were not elections based on any kind of merit, but on how popular someone is, or how much attention they can draw to themselves during the elections by dressing up. When I see taxpayers' money wasted on these things, and yes, it is that money that is used, it makes me see red. The Union has a very important job to do, and unfortunately, it does not do it very well at all. The Union would perform better as a non-elected body where people with experiences of issues and methods do the work, rather than young and inexperienced people who want nothing more than a jolly good time with their mates and something to put in their CV. I have overheard some people talking about this on occasions. They think that there is something wrong with the situation. In my opinion, there's definitely something wrong with it. I never thought that this was what university would be about. I'm there for a reason, to learn. I sold my house to finance this degree. It's a pretty major commitment for me, so of course I'm going to take it seriously. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.